Let's say he greased the car.
Okay. And if you got that stuff all over his hands, you'd say his hands were dirty.
Greasy. Not greasy. Greasy.
Watching those commercials.
Yeah.
While you were there, you might ask him to look up on the hood and check it.
Battery, oil, everything else.
This before people had electricity, these lamps that they had around the house. What did those things burn in them?
Kerosene. We got one.
Never heard that called anything else.
Oh shit! Fuck! I got some names for it. A lantern.
Well, I'm talking about the fuel.
Well, that,
besides kerosene? Coal oil?
Yeah, coal oil, that's it, yeah.
We're talking about a ladder and things like that. Say if somebody made himself a makeshift lamp, a temporary lamp, with, say, a bottle, some kerosene, maybe a rag or something for a wick. Ever heard that called anything particular?
Yeah, Molotov cocktail.
What? Thinking about whether it would explode.
No, I haven't ever heard of that.
Torch, flambeau, any of those?
Flambeau.
Not familiar with that. Okay. Say the inner part of a tire that inflates, you call that the inner.
Inner tube, I guess.
Say if you had a boat, you were going to take it down the water, put the thing into the water. What do you call the process of putting the boat in the water? You say you're going to the boat.
Launch.
Okay. Talking about boats, what kind of boat would somebody around here use, say, to fish on a freshwater pond?
Rowboat.
Could you describe that, what it would look like?
Just be like a little... There's a term, let me think if I can think of that damn term, damn it. Bateau, is that the term? Bateau?
Yeah,
bateau.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a very ungainly type of boat, of course. It has flat square ends at both sides, mm-hmm. both ends. That's where they are usually.
What about the bottom? Is it flat? Or
flat, kind? Yeah, flat usually. Sometimes they'll be a little rounded, most of that flat. They're just flat all the way around. It looks something like a rectangle that somebody pinched out the sides on, pushed them out a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. Anything else like those things, if you watch Deliverance, the things that they were using?
Might use a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
But a canoe is very rare around here because you don't need a swift water type boat. You need more just something that's just stable and flat.
Heard anybody around here use the word John boat?
Yeah, John boat. So that's more a metal boat though, isn't it?
Metal?
Always thought of it as a metal boat myself.
But otherwise similar to a rowboat?
Yeah, come to think of it, my father has a canoe. I just thought of that. Really bright. No one uses a canoe around here, my father, for 50 years. Really bright there, old boy.
Say this, if Kathy were thinking about making a dress or something like that, going to town to buy the cloth for it, she might take a little square,
sample.
And this adjective, if she were window shopping, she might see a dress that really appealed to her. Mm. Might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty dress.
Okay. And the comparative of that, this one is even
prettier.
And the superlative would be.
Prettiest.
And when she works in the kitchen, the thing that she ties wound around her waist to keep her dress from getting dirty, that would just be
apron.
And that thing, writing implement, you call that a...
Writing? What's writing?
Action like so with the wrist.
Oh, is that so? I always keep my wrist stable and move the table, it's easier.
Well, it works both ways.
Okay.
Whatever.
I call it an ink pen, I guess. Is that what they call it? They call it a desk pen, so I guess it's not an ink pen.
And if you wanted to keep a baby's diapers together, you'd use a safety.
Safety pen.
Okay, and you say that a dime is worth how many cents?
10.
Okay, and a metal roof to a house might be made out of?
10 also.